The Guardian.
He's been saying that we ought to think about adapting to 4 degrees centigrade of climate change by the end of the century. Now, you know, 4 degrees might not sound like very much, but by anyone's standards, that counts as kind of catastrophic climate change. We're talking about massive changes to the climate, to the Earth's systems, etc., and trying to understand, even predict what some of those will be, let alone adapt to them, is going to be incredibly hard.
Well, so catastrophic that humans will or will not survive.
Humans will survive it, I think. But, I mean, just to give you a flavour of some of the things, I mean, using information from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, we're talking about a 30 to 50% decrease in water availability in southern Africa, up to 80 million more people exposed to malaria, up to 300 million more people affected by coastal flooding. Even at 3 degrees rise, you're talking about 20 to 50% of species facing extinction. So really big changes.
Before we depress ourselves too much with all the details, this is one man. Is anyone else backing him up?
What he's using here is a lot of data on what we can expect from climate change. Now, what people like the EU are trying to limit climate change to 2 degrees, that's the level they're looking at. That's a level that you can sort of get your head around and you can adapt to and you can predict with a bit more confidence what's likely to happen. What he's saying is that he thinks it's unlikely we'd be able to achieve 2 degrees, and so it's going to be a bit more than that, almost certainly. And because of the nature of the probability of these things, you can never say, even if you could say into the future we're going to, you know, reduce our carbon emissions by 50% or whatever, because of the complexity of the climate system, you can't say, well, that means that'll definitely be a 3 degree rise or whatever. There's always a chance, a small chance, that you'll get a bigger rise than that. So what he's saying is we should put into place adaptations. We should start thinking about adaptations early on, even for a bigger figure. And the sort of things he's talking about is, you know, building up port infrastructure so it can cope with sea level rise that you would get at 4 degrees, even though you might expect something lower.
What else are we supposed to do if we don't really know what to expect?
He's talking about things like changing the kind of agriculture we do, changing the way we build buildings, preparing for the fact that you're going to have a lot of climate refugees effectively from places like Bangladesh. They're simply going to be underwater, or large stretches of it. So it's about thinking ahead and saying, well, what kinds of changes can we expect, and trying to adapt to them.
Is this in fact anything new apart from we know what's going to happen, it's going to be a bit worse?
The reason this is a story is because it's Bob Watson saying it. He's a very influential figure in DEFRA. He advised the Clinton administration. He was chief scientist at the World Bank. You know, he's a very respected figure. And up to now, you know, most people have sort of been, well, maybe it's been wishful thinking. People have been saying, well, you know, 2 degrees, we must really think about mitigation, and we really don't want to think about going any further than that. And he's saying, well, look, even though we should do as much as we can to reduce carbon emissions and stop ourselves from going too far up the scale, we should still be thinking about adapting for higher up the scale.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.